The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Betsy, Justin, we haven't talked for a while. What's happening with Think Like an Economist?
Well, we've finished the first season on microeconomics, and the second season was macroeconomics. We're up to season three, and it's going to be a ripper.
Yeah, there's still a lot of economics concepts out there that we haven't covered, and we're going to be able to dig into some of those this season.
So one thing I'm really interested in is the fact that people keep talking about starting a business, being an entrepreneur, like that's been such a big thing over the past decade or so. And so what does it actually take to think like an economist and start your own business?
So there's some really deep economic principles that will guide successful managers and that will shape whether your business is going to be successful. And so that set of topics, which we call business economics, that's what we're doing in the next season of Think Like an Economist.
And if you think about our season on micro, you know, we covered labor economics, but we're going to dig a little bit more into what you might think of as personnel. How do you think about managing your workers? And it'll also help you think about how do you manage your career so that you can decide whether pursuing employment is a better option than starting your own business.
As an entrepreneur, you're really going to want to be able to find new market opportunities, new market niches, and new ways of making profits. And that's going to be a key theme throughout the season.
We're also going to dig a little bit deeper into some econ concepts by bringing some of our friends onto the show and chatting with them about what are some of the economic issues they're thinking about.
Betsy, no spoilers here, but I'm going to tell you some of the biggest names in economics are coming to drop some wisdom on Think Like an Economist.
That's great. So at the end of this season, I'm hoping we'll have more of an idea as to whether we should quit our job to start our dream business or whether that's just a bad idea.
You can think of this as your mini MBA, but it's going to be about $100,000 cheaper. And so we look forward to teaching each of our listeners how to think like an economist.
So we'll talk to you next week
for our next episode of
Think Like an Economist.